This is the User Adoption Podcast with your host, Henrik Dagir.
Who are you and what do you do?
My name is Sebastian Peek. I live in the Netherlands and I'm a senior researcher at Tilburg University. And what I do is I conduct research on uses of technology, specifically in the healthcare sector, mostly e-health technology. I have a background in ICT, in information communication technology. I used to be a programmer, but what I saw is that a lot of my programs or works were not used by the people I wanted, that they used it. So I started studying psychology, and I was always fascinated about technology acceptance or technology adoption. So I'm very happy to make that my job. I'm also running a small consultancy firm, also focused on promoting user adoption.
How are you involved with user adoption?
Well, I have always been interested in it. I think my main involvement is related to my PhD thesis that I finished last year. This thesis is focused on technology acceptance or technology adoption by independent living older adults. What I did is I interviewed older adults in their own homes for a number of years on reasons why they acquired technology and reasons why they used it after acquirement. And it was really a rich type of research to conduct personally, but also scientifically. I've written a number of articles on how to promote adoption by independent living seniors. I think one of the main challenges is that there's so much technology being developed to help older adults, and at the same time, a lot of it is not used. So it's a really interesting intersection to conduct research and also to try to improve in practice.
What are the biggest challenges and successes with user adoption?
I think there are more challenges than successes, actually, because in user adoption, there's always a party or more parties or stakeholders that want to promote adoption. And at the same time, there's a population or a target group that may not go as quickly as other stakeholders would want them to. I think the biggest challenge when looking at older adults is that is getting people to use the technology when they see no need for it yet. A lot of older adults feel that there's a lot of interesting technology out there, and they also are very positive. They have a positive attitude with regards to using it. But when you dive into it and start asking them, why are you not using it yourself? They usually state that the technology is for other more older persons than they, or more sick persons, more ill persons than they are. So it's hard to get users to adopt preventive technology. That is technology that can help you with health decline before you actually experience health decline. One example is, for instance, fall monitoring systems. A lot of companies are developing systems that include sensors that you can install in your own home that can be used to detect a fall and to communicate to caregivers that a fall has taken place. But all the adults are really reluctant to installing these systems in their home when they themselves do not see that they have a problem with falling. The biggest successes, I think, lie in that technology adoption is, in a sense, a very social process. So looking at older adults, they can get advice from people they know, for instance, family members or peers. They can get practical assistance. And also family members and peers are also co-users or can be co-users of a technology. So if you can leverage the social process of technology adoption, then you can achieve a lot. I also saw that in my research. For instance, grandchildren who can, I had a young boy in my research who told his grandfather that he should take pictures with his newly acquired tablet every week. And then they would look at the pictures together and sort of sort them or edit them. This is something I think grandchildren can play a very nice role in, to sort of playfully learn more about the technology.
Sebastian, what advice would you like to share with people working on improving user adoption.
I think that we need to realize that people are diverse, so especially all the adults. And so it's hard to sort of make a one-size-fits-all approach. And the other thing I would like to stress is that we need to develop a sense of timing. A lot of times when we talk about user adoption, we talk about what technology would be suitable for whom, but we also need to add when. When is a technology suitable for whom? At what moment in people's lives do we like to contribute by a technological solution or any solution? What is the moment that people need it the most? And what are the moments that people are susceptible to starting to use a new technology? In my research, I've learned a lot about these, what you could call key moments or decisive developments, and how they play out. And I think organizations and also manufacturers of technology can learn a lot more about the specific timing of adoption.
Sebastian, where can we learn more about user adoption and your work in this subject?
I'm very active on social media, for instance, Twitter and LinkedIn. My PhD thesis can be found on sebastianpeak.nl. And I'm actually starting a blog on technology adoption next week. So the link for that blog can also be found on my website, sebastianpeak.nl.
For more on this, visit useradoptionpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out useradoptionbook.com. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.